Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, where I bring you the best, and I do mean the very best, in LSD. That is love, sex, and dating. And I want to thank you again for listening and supporting the show. You continue to keep me in the top, at the top of the network of the most listened, most downloaded, most streamed shows here on Bashani Radio in New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. And I know I say it each and every week, and I'm going to continue to say it. I am grateful, humble, and thankful. Because, again, there are 100 million podcasts that you could take your time and listen to. And you take time out of your day or evening or morning, whenever you choose to listen to Situations with Sassy. And I do my best, since I started this, not just joining the network as I've done over 20 seasons, but when I started out, it's all about accountability. And one of the main things that I wanted to get women to understand is you have to learn yourself, you have to know yourself, but more importantly, you have to love and accept yourself. Every flaw, every blemish, every negative aspect that you see, you have to accept it or do what you need to do or want to do to change it. But one thing you must do is accept yourself. And that's one of the goals that I have here at Situations with Sassy that I hope I've accomplished over the seasons and the years that I've not only been doing it here, but on all of the platforms, not only the podcast, but with the TV show with Women Talk Live, TV talk show with myself and April J. And that being said, I wanted to talk because, you know, Sassy's very social and I'm around a lot of individuals. I don't want to make it seem like I'm out here not being COVID friendly, but I'm in my bubble with my family. My family has a lot of events. And at these events, there tends to be some people there that Sassy may or may not know. But the conversation, regardless of the age, whether it's 20-year-olds or 60-year-olds, the conversation and the topic always, always comes back to relationships in some way, shape, or form. It's the relationship that you'll have with your spouse, a significant other, the relationship you'll have with your siblings, the relationships you have with your parents, the relationships you have with your coworkers, the relationships that you have with your children and your grandchildren. Even with your friends. It always, at some point, centers around relationships. However, more often than not, there are more single women at these events than there are single men. If you happen to get to an event, especially within my family, the majority of the men, most of the men in my family are married. And the ones that are divorced already got somebody. But if you think about, when I look at that ratio and all of the women are sitting around talking and talking about how dating nowadays is straight basura, straight trash, and the different reasons why. And then you have black men kind of explaining why they feel like black women don't make it easy for them to approach us. I call bullshit on it because you have dating apps that swipe left or swipe right. You have the ability to meet people in an inorganic fashion that you wouldn't normally meet. Now, once you meet and you have a conversation and you can gauge whether or not there's going to be chemistry, because I've met a lot of people on these dating apps. And some people, there's instant chemistry. There's instant connection. But I know after maybe 20 minutes of conversation, if you have the potential, if there's that chemistry, if their interest is sparked over the phone, that I want to meet you outside of that virtual world, and meet you in an in an organic fashion based on the chemistry from the conversation on the phone. But you had the majority of the women, and this isn't just in my social circle and in the network of individuals that I know. I see it across the board on social media where women, and I guess men really hate it when we do this, but we're posting screenshots of text message conversations and inbox messages. And it seems like the messages that we're receiving that is strictly in a sexual nature. And that's what the majority of the women were saying as to the reason why they said dating nowadays is trash. And this were women, like I said, age ranging from the age of 20, men and women, from in their 20s all the way up to 60. And it's no one, and it comes back to this, you're either being deceitful, and by being deceitful, you're currently involved in a relationship, not dating. You're currently full on, sat down with someone, had a conversation and said, I like you, you like me, and we're only going to date and see each other exclusively. We're going to be in a committed, monogamous relationship to see if there's a future and move forward with that. It's not deceitful if you're dating with no commitment, with no conversation. You're not beholden or obligated to anybody. But there's a level of honesty that is expected from everyone, men and women, when you sit down and have that conversation of exclusivity. So that's what we mean by the deceit that goes on these dating websites. Or you're not really serious. There are individuals out here that are just trying to stack numbers, put notches on their belt and extra notches on their bedpost, because it's very, very easy. It's very, very easy. Ladies, I can't express this to you enough. It's very easy for men to go out here, and you too, and get sex. It's so easy, swipe left or swipe right. And even if you're not on a dating site, you got people in your phone. And I've said this 100 times on various shows that you could call up and get your needs met at any given moment. You just choose not to do it for whatever reason. So you have the dishonesty. You have the people that are just looking for situationships. You have the individuals that are truly not ready, still bitter, still have baggage, unresolved feelings for their ex, aren't willing to be open and honest and engaging and authentic and present with you, not available to be vulnerable to you, but they're on the dating app. And the conversation just kind of ran the gamut. And I have a cousin who likes to joke all the time, Brian. I love Brian to death. I love him to death. And Brian is like, that's because you sisters don't make it easy for us to talk to y'all. So everybody is like, what the hell you mean by that? What do you mean that we don't make it easy for y'all to talk to us? He was like, well, you're always looking like y'all mad about something. Like y'all walking around mean mugging. You're not smiling and whatnot. He said, if y'all realize how far a smile would get y'all with brothers, he said, and I'm taking all of that other BS out of the factors of your height, your weight, your hair, your makeup. Just smile. That'll get us to know that you are at least someone who has the ability to relax. That you look approachable. that we could say hello without you going automatically saying, I'm not interested, or no thanks, or giving me the look like, how dare you think that you have the audacity to think that you could step to me? Yes, sisters, we give that face. And quite frankly, a lot of us have said that very statement. A lot of us have said it. And I'm going to be the first to raise my hand to say that I have said that. I'm not saying it's right, but I know what I've said and I know what I've heard. They look at us when we're mean mugging and they don't see fun. They don't see like, they don't see an individual that they feel like they could have an adventure with or experience new things with or have shared interest in. Because you know why they'll never find out? Is because you don't look approachable. You don't look fun. And for my dark-skinned sisters out here, as a dark-skinned sister, I get that. I used to get that a lot. That my resting bitch face, we're going to go call it RBF, but my resting bitch face was a mean mug. And I was well into my, I would say I was almost 40, late 30s, early 40s, before the light bulb went off and said, all you need to do is smile. And I have an amazing smile. My smile lights up the room. I have a beautiful smile. I'm not bragging. This is what I've been told. If you don't believe me, go to Situations with Sassy on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or Twitter, and you'll see photos. I'm absolutely not lying about that. But having gone out, realizing just one night, I said, I'm going to make an effort. When I go into this club, I'm going to smile and I'm going to speak to everybody. And that night showed me how men respond to happiness and a smile and a lowered voice and just being more approachable and allowing your femininity to flourish and to show and not be ashamed of it. We don't look like the other ladies look at the bar or when I go out, you know, like they can't be bothered. Like, why am I here? I should have stayed home. I was in my pajamas, sitting on my couch, Netflixing and chilling by myself. And I let them drag me out to this bullshit. That's what they're thinking. That's the look that they give. So if you look like you can't be bothered, why would they bother you? And this, whether you're at the local coffee house, if you're in the grocery store. Now, granted, you really can't see it now because we're all wearing masks. If you're, you know, outside or you're walking in the grocery store, you can't see it. But as Tyra Banks used to say on, what is it, America's Next Top Model, you have to learn how to smile with your eyes, the smize, where you're not really smiling with your lips, but you have a mask on so they can't see it unless you have the clear visors. They can't see that. So you have to learn. This is a whole new thing. The pandemic is teaching you. You have to be approachable. You have to be approachable. It's in the eyes now. It's in your body language. It's in how you sit, how you carry yourself. You want brothers to approach you. You want brothers, you want to get the date. You want to be open, even if you look at your dating app profile photos. And some of them, you're smiling, but your eyes aren't. Your lips are smiling, but your eyes aren't smiling. Your smile, your radiance, your happiness is going to exude from the inside out. That's what brothers see. That's what's attractive. That confidence. It's not dressing half naked and doing booty back shots and twerking and all of that other stuff. That exudes that happiness. It shows you that you know who you, shows them you know who you are. That you're engaging. That you're open. That maybe I can have a conversation with this woman and get to know her. She seems fun. That's what they're attracted to. fully clothed. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they're not going to look at your photos if you're on the beach. If you're on the beach, that's great. But if every photo is showing you on the beach and at vacation and you're half naked, well, what are you doing with the other 23 hours in your day? You have no other interest, and everyone likes to travel. Everyone loves the water. At least I love the water. But what else are you doing? Show a power suit. Sexiness is a state of mind, not a state of dress. I've had so many men tell me how sexy I am because of the confidence, the way in which I carry myself. And I've said it 100 times. I may not be the best looking woman in the room. I may not have the best body of the women in the room, the best job, the best vehicle, live in the right area code. But when I walk in the room, you know it. It's the way in which I carry myself when I walk in that room. And I'm walking in there. My smile is not only on my lips, it's in my eyes. It's the way in which I'm actually looking at you in your eyes when I'm saying good evening, good afternoon, good morning. How are you? If you want the man to approach you, you got to look like you're fun. You can't look like you can't be bothered. And if you happen to get one, you also have to understand that you also have to continue to massage and nurture the relationship. The pandemic taught us it's not just women that get lonely. Men get lonely too. Men have struggles and stresses as well. We have to create spaces for them to feel comfortable enough with you to be vulnerable enough to want to share their stresses and their hurts, their laughters and their joys and their sorrows, their accomplishments and their defeats, their successes and their failures. But if you don't look like you're fun, and if you don't look like you can't be bothered, well, you also don't look like you'd be willing to support them. And I'm not talking financially, championing their efforts, their ambitions, their goals, listening to them. Some brothers felt or feel that we don't offer support to them. And that could be a twofold process of Black women being the backbone of our community. That some of us have been resting in that feminine energy, that masculine energy, for so long that giving it up and over is very hard to do because you've given it up and over to the wrong person in the past. You've supported the wrong individual. You've had fun with that wrong person. There's no guarantees in dating or love. All you can do is do your best. That's all you can do. You have to be open. You have to be willing. The world fetishizes Black women. We are a fetish. White men desires, Latinos desires, some Asian and Pacific Islanders. There's something about us. But as my cousins were saying over the weekend, that we say no too many times in the bedroom. I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that. And hey, granted, it was a couple of women there that were saying that. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. You can hang that up. I'm not doing XYZ. I'm not doing ABC. So brothers want somebody that's uninhibited, that knows her body, that's willing to explore, that's not ashamed of her body. Ladies, if you are shaped like Sassy, that's apple shape, where the majority of my weight is in my gut. My butt to gut ratio is perfect, though. But I don't worry about my gut. He saw that when he approached me. Don't worry about it. Too often we get in our heads and like, oh no, he's not going to like this, or he's going to wonder this. We men love, and I'm not talking about that bullshit line of when they meet you and they immediately want to sex you and they tell you some bullshit. Well, we both grown. Nah, that's bullshit to try and guilt you or trick you into saying, I know I'm grown and you haven't had that itch scratch for a minute. That's that little trick bag Jedi mind trick bullshit. I'm not talking about that. That little we grown line. I'm talking about fully in embracing your sexuality. There's no shame in it. There's no shame in you wanting sex, enjoying sex, or liking sex. I just ask that you have it in perspective as to why. Many moons ago when I first started doing podcasting, I was celibate. And I was celibate because I needed to put sex into perspective for Sassy. Why was I doing it? What was I getting from it? And how am I going to course correct going forward? Because the goal that I was looking for, the feeling I was trying to achieve, wasn't being accomplished. So it's like, okay, Sass, you need to close down shop. This is what you need to do. And that's what I did. And in that process, I learned Sassy, what I like, what I don't like. Not just sexually about my body and my person. But about the people that I surrounded myself with. And I'm not saying it has been 100% because nothing ever is. I've still made some missteps. But celibacy brought clarity. And it made me realize I enjoy sex. And with the right person who stimulates and fires all of my senses, it's amazing. And I'm pretty much down for a lot for that individual. Not with everybody. But there's this belief that black women, and you know, that we're not sexually uninhibited, which is why they turn to women of other races. That's a whole nother show. But that's the belief. When you look at it. And for some, it is a physical issue. It is a physical issue. They may not like the way in which Sassy's shaped or the way you're shaped. And that's fine. But you can still smile. He may not want you in that way, but I guarantee you, he will react to you differently because you smile, regardless of your shape or the way in which you look, because we all want what we want and how we want it. But being friendly, you want men to approach you. You want men to find you attractive. Even as a big girl, it's how you dress your body, knowing your body and understanding it. Your walk, your talk, your aura. The twinkle in your eye because you're truly smiling, you're truly happy on the inside. And that exudes on the outside. Every man that says hello to you isn't trying to... Every man that says hello to you, I'm laughing because somebody just sent me a text. Every man that says hello to you isn't just trying to holler at you. Sometimes, ladies, sometimes the man is just saying hello. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember, Sassy's newest venture on Vinoy Radio is Shut Your Ass Up. And the only way you can hear it is that you have to go to Vinoy, that's V Victor, O, N as in Nancy, OI.com. Go to Shut Your Ass Up and subscribe, because the next show that I'm going to be talking about is some bullshit ass rules for being a black woman. But you can only hear it on Vinoy. So remember to follow Situations with Sassy on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.